You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, Michael Calhoun with you, and there's a new CEO at Great Rivers Greenway, the Greenway network that connects three counties in our region. Susan Troutman is retired, and now Mark Perkins is taking over. We got one news release in the newsroom from Creve Coeur that said he'd be leaving his post as city administrator there, and another release from GRG with his appointment to the position. And he joins us now on KMOX. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Now, from your perch at one of the higher-profile municipalities in the St. Louis region, how difficult is it in St. Louis to cooperate across boundaries and borders like Great Rivers Greenway has done such a great job at doing over the years?
Oh, they really have. And I tell you what, I think that the municipalities in St. Louis cooperate to a much greater degree than people realize, actually. Yes, there are 80-some municipalities. But municipalities here work together so well in a large number of areas, whether it is areas like police dispatching or insurance pooling or procurement. Not only that, but certainly we've been, as a municipality, working with GRG, and they've done a great job in working with municipalities on building out this greenway. It really does take partnerships. It takes regionalism and in order to make this kind of a project come to life.
Now, one of the big projects, you could say the flagship greenway within the Greenway network, the Brickline Greenway, there have been little pieces that have been built out here or there. Do you expect that the pace of that, the build-out's going to pick up? Is that still, do you think, from what you know, I know you're coming into the job, but is that still on track for 2030 or so, do you think?
Absolutely. I know that is a major objective for a GRG over the next 5 years, and they are planning, and we'll be doing everything we can to see that the Brickline Greenway is implemented over the next 5 years, and we are targeting that 2030 date to make that happen.
How is funding, whether it's from federal sources, looking at local sources, the private sector and donations, how is that these days?
You know, from everything that I've seen, and certainly even from where I sit here in Creve Coeur, the funding has been pretty steady when it comes, when you're talking about federal grants, the revenue sources that we have here locally. GRG, of course, has two dedicated sales tax that generate a substantial amount of revenue for their projects with the grants. And of course, GRG also has a foundation. And that, as I am learning, is certainly a critical funding piece for the Brickline and for the build out of that system. So I know that GRG has done a phenomenal job to date in fundraising. And of course, there's always more work to do. And I know that's going to be certainly one of the challenges over the next few years, is to continue that fundraising and in order to make sure that the Brickline stays on schedule.
Maintenance and upkeep. You know, sometimes in St. Louis, we can build out a public-facing amenity, and then a few years later, it can show some signs of wear. But it seems like GRG does a good job of keeping things, up to date. Is that what you see, and is that something you want to continue?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right, Michael. when we, being where this municipality is, GRG, we're building infrastructure of any kind, we've got to have a good operations and maintenance plan in place to ensure that that asset continues to serve the community for a long period of time. And I know that GRG looks for partnerships for that. Again, that's so important that these partnerships, many times in the form of municipal partnerships, will come into play in order to make sure that that maintenance continues going forward.
Now, I just did a story from your neck of the woods about the Olea Village development. Have done lots of stories about, you know, 39 North, downtown mm-hmm. Chesterfield. You know, I just went to Riverport. You know, there's kind of one road in and one road out. And so as we're talking about multimodal transportation with you, how important do you think it is, especially in these, you know, suburban areas that are getting more dense and people are more interested in being able to get around without a car or on foot? How important do you think it is, whether it's buses, Metrolink expansion, or more greenways for St. Louis to look at that?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And for St. Louis to really thrive, this greenway network is so important. You mentioned 39 North. When I've gone to meetings there, which I do frequently, and talked to scientists, researchers, innovators, they ask me, you know, what is the schedule for the Centennial Greenway? What is the schedule for the 39 North Connector Greenway, which is also a part of that particular area? People want these kind of amenities. They really do. They want it for transportation, and they want to be able to connect to other aspects of the community and other points of interest. So it's absolutely critical that we have these kind of amenities, and you know, GRG continues to move forward, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
You know, traveling to other places, whether it's going to Austin and seeing all these kayakers, you know, on Lady Bird Lake with all the skyscrapers around them, or going to Denver and everybody seems like they go to the mountains for the weekend. How does this, you know, outdoor recreation trend play into the need and the ability, really, for St. Louis to be able to attract people who don't live here, who might live in other places, and who may be considering it? How does this kind of stuff help us seal the deal?
No, I think it's important because this is the kind of amenity that people are going to want. And I'm like you. I travel to Denver fairly frequently. I have a daughter out there, travel to other parts of the country. You mentioned Austin. You see greenway systems. This is just one of those amenities that is kind of beyond just, well, it would be nice. It's really important for St. Louis to be able to grow, thrive, attract business, and attract residents to our community. Certainly St. Louis City. We need a strong center city. So the Brick Line is critical to the future of St. Louis City, but the broader region as well. You know, these greenways, we're talking about St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. So they're important to the entire region. And you're absolutely right. People moving to this area, we're going to need them in order to get them here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.